Now, live from somewhere in Ireland, BuzzLove.info presents
The Jimmy and Luke Show.
Tonight's guests are Dean. Featuring all the stuff you want to hear on a podcast. And now,
please welcome
Jimmy and Luke. Hello, welcome to the Jimmy and Luke Show, episode 103, recorded on Monday, March 10th, 2014. I'm Luke,
and Jimmy is back. Just say one word, prove you're back.
I'm watching a video.
You're back, okay, you're back.
And also Dean is joining us today, so that's all exciting. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about. Our last episode was on Friday. Jimmy wasn't there. Kian was. Since that episode, lots of fun stuff's happened. In particular, I saw the Grand Budapest Hotel. And to celebrate, I shall now be going through my A to Z, or in true quirky, unexpected Wes Anderson style, the Z to A of the Grand Budapest Hotel. We'll begin with Z, which is for Zubralka. Now, Zubralka is, in case you weren't aware, the fictional European country in which the Grand Budapest Hotel is primarily set, in fact, wholly set. It has echoes of many other Eastern European countries, in particular Russia, maybe Austria. Since the film is set during wartime, the country is in... most of the film is set during wartime. The country is in a state of kind of perpetual flux. It's probably the wrong term to use, but it's kind of... they're all pretty scared of what's going to go on. The hotel business is not doing too well because of the war. Y is for Yeoman, Robert Yeoman, the cinematographer of the Grand Budapest Hotel. One of the most visually astounding films I've seen in many years. Some of the shots are absolutely extraordinary, some down to Anderson himself, but many, the most of which, I mean, obviously down to the cinematographer Robert Yeoman, who has such a keen eye for color. And even when black and white makes its way into the film towards the end, he really knows what the fuck he's up to. X is for X-rated. Now, this is the first of Anderson's films in many years, since the Darjeeling Limited in 2006, 2007, to be rated R in the United States because of, and I quote, several uses of strong language, some moderate nudity, and moderate violence. Now, the nudity is probably the biggest issue there. Actually, probably the swearing. There are at least three or four uses of the word fuck. I think almost all by Rafe Fiennes' character, M. Gustav. And those words would have already elevated the film to an R rating. Now, if Anderson was really desperate to leave those words in, which I'm not particularly sure why he would have been, he could easily have cut them, the film would already have been at an R. So he decided, just for good measure, to throw in a 3-second female, topless female, and also some fingers being chopped off. In fact, maybe that was the reason why he wanted it to be R. There is some good finger chopping on behalf of a particular character. I won't spoil who. It's very funny. W is for Wilson, Owen Wilson, who makes a small cameo in the film. His brother Luke Wilson is not in the film. And I was wondering, why wasn't Luke Wilson in this film? Him and Wes Anderson have had a very good relationship. Have they had a falling out? Well, it emerges that Luke Wilson has only ever appeared in Wes Anderson films that Owen Wilson has co-written. Now, I've just recently realized that Luke Wilson did, as far as I know, provide a voice for Fantastic Mr. Fox, although I could be wrong. Maybe he didn't. So if Owen writes it, Luke stars in it, and Owen most certainly did not write the Grand Budapest Hotel. Maybe if he had, it would have been somewhat better. Violence is V, as I said already, finger chopping, people getting punched in the face. Slightly more violent than usually from Anderson, but considering a Moonrise Kingdom featured Harvey Keitel getting struck by lightning quite horrifically, it's to be expected. It's all in the name of fun. U is for unfortunate events, a series of unfortunate events. The last film that I saw which featured a Jude Law voiceover, a series of unfortunate events being one of my favorite films of all time, especially of the last century, of the century. And, Jude Law narrates the large part of this film. This film has a very strange Russian doll framing device where we begin with a girl at a statue of a writer, that writer being Tom Wilkinson, who we then give us, he starts narrating the thing, but then he reverts us to his younger self, who's played by Jude Law, who is then in discussion with F. Murray Abraham, who then narrates the rest of the film. So,
did you bring in the stuff? Show me, prove it.
I did, I'm not going to show it to you.
No, I
brought in rice, chicken, onion, and the curry. So I brought in a lot of stuff, so yeah.
Did you bring in the chutney? No.
No. I brought in all the stuff I was supposed to.
No. That's what I brought in all the stuff I was supposed to. The chicken, the...
Yeah, you do this every week.
No, I seriously brought in chicken. Did you get a dice?
No, of course not.
Why wouldn't you get a dice?
That's what lazy people do.
Yeah, now we're going to have to put our hands all over the chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And cut it.
Oh, yeah. I'll do that if you want. Anyway.
You know how to cut chicken.
T is for...
What are you doing?
I'm doing the Z to A of the Grand Budapest Hotel. I'll speed through a few of them. I'll be done in 5 minutes. What?
I don't even know shit about this. Why are you doing this?
Just because you're not interested in the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Who's doing this?
We are.
James. This is Jimmy and Luke Show.
Yeah, well, you can contribute.
It's me. Give it back. Gross hole.
The Grand Budapest
Never
Hotel.
Yeah.
No. I'll speed through them, and you can contribute if you want.
No,
I'm good. So, T is for Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, the show in which Ralph Fiennes promoted the film, which may have contributed to its big box office of the weekend. S is for Swinton, Tilda Swinton, who replaced Angela Lansbury in a role as a very old woman, some good prosthetics there. A much smaller role than I believe from the marketing. R is for Revolori, Tony Revolori, the newcomer who plays the main youth character in It Zero. He is a fantastic newcomer, as are all of Anderson's child stars. Q is for Quite Beautiful. This film is quite beautiful. P is for production design. Oh, how it glimmers. Oh, how it glows. O is for opening weekend. The film had one of the best per theater averages of all time. The ninth biggest, I believe, because of its limited release. N is for Ed Norton. Ed Norton, another great Andersonian performance following Moonrise Kingdom. M is for Murray, Bill Murray, who has a very small role in this film. Reunited with Bob Balaban after the Grand after the Monuments Men and composer Alexander Desplat. L is for limited release, which the film had at the weekend in New York and LA. Unfortunately, should have been on general release. Of course, here in Ireland it was, so that's good news. K is for Keitel, Harvey Keitel. It's nice to see him acting again. Of course, he's in the National Treasure films, as well as a little film called Reservoir Dogs and Mean Streets. J is for... Is he in Reservoir Dogs? I think so. J is for jokes. This film has many. I is for...
Home, Hickory Dickory Dock. The slut was sucking the cock. Her hair got tangled in a viscous string and then she smelled the lot.
Oh, fuck off. That is obscene. The producers nor hosts of the Jimmy and Luke Show do not approve of that content.
Yeah, we do.
I'm just going to cut it out.
Yeah, no.
I is for Irish Saoirse Ronan. Irish Saoirse Ronan.
No, Irish Saoirse Ronan.
Because or and S were already taken.
No, they weren't.
So I call her Irish Saoirse.
No, they weren't.
She is... The curse upon this film. She is so bad in it. She is miscast.
Where are we on
everything.
The list?
We're going backwards. We're at Iris Saoirse Ronan.
Are we nearly done?
Yes.
H Hotel. The Grand
No.
Great music. The movie has great music.
Iris Saoirse Ronan is terrible in this film. She's miscast. Yeah, go. H is for Hotel. The Grand Budapest Hotel. Lovely hotel. The inside reminds me of the magnificent Amberson's house in Orson Welles' film. Okay. G is for Great Music by Alexander Desplat. As with Wes Anderson's last few films, the music is the making of us. Just some big drums as they run down a hill and it makes it really exciting. If you haven't seen a Wes Anderson film, by the way, what the fuck is wrong with you, Jimmy being somebody? Although you have seen Fantastic Mr. Fox, haven't you?
I don't want to see Grant.
Have you seen Fantastic Mr. Fox?
No.
Shit, then you're a Wes Anderson virgin. Anyway, F is for Ralph Fiennes Fiennes.
I'm the virgin.
You're a Wes Anderson virgin.
I don't know.
You are, because you haven't seen a Wes Anderson film, which is a sin upon humanity.
Name another Wes Anderson movie.
The Grand Budapest Hotel.
I've seen that.
No, you haven't.
I have. I was a spoiler for you. They die at the end.
I've seen it, James. You're forgetting that. That's why I'm doing my Z to A of the Grand Budapest. James is chewing paper, just so you know. Now, F is for Ralph Fiennes, he's great in this. E is for Everything is Awesome. It has nothing to do with the Grand Budapest Hotel. I just couldn't think of anything else. D is for Willem Dafoe, who is, along with Ed Norton, one of the, and Tony Revolori, one of the standouts in this film. He's gurning and he's playing a hitman and he's just fantastic.
Yes,
C is for Cake. They have these little cakes from the bakery and they just hide keys and knives in them. Oh, it's wonderful. B is for Adrian Brody, who, along with Saoirse Ronan, sort of lets down the rest of the cast, which is unfortunate because he's great in so many other West End, well, in the few that he's in. I think he's only in maybe one or two other ones. And finally, A is for Anderson, Wes Anderson, the man who made this all possible. So anyway, The Grand Budapest Hotel, I saw it on Friday. I'm going to say this right now. It's not a masterpiece. It's not Moonrise Kingdom. It's not Royal Tenenbaums, but it is still, by today's cinema standards, an absolute fantastic work. It is hilarious. It is charming. It is beautiful to look at. And I could not recommend it highly enough, considering the other garbage is out lately. Although, Muppets Most Wanted is only a few weeks away, so... So that's all I have to say about the Grand Budapest Hotel. Now, James, are you not excited for... Are you not worried about the missing plane? Have you been reading about this, yeah? The missing plane?
The plane that went missing in Malaysia?
On Friday night, the plane went... It didn't go missing in Malaysia, but it's a Malaysian plane that went missing in around, like...
The Bermuda Triangle?
Vietnam. No, nowhere near the Bermuda Triangle.
Why would it go missing?
Because they lost contact, and they obviously, like, went into the sea. Went into the ocean.
Which maybe is what, the aliens took them. Conspiracy.
Maybe. Because that's why in Lost, when they land on the island, no one knows they're on the island. So, and they, the evil businessman, spoiler alert, he plants a fake wreckage under the ocean so that it's found by this Navy team. And then they think that everyone from Lost is dead. It's pretty good. But anyway, so that, yeah, it's really scary shit. There were like 140 people on board. 240 maybe. I think 240. But it's awful. I don't... Yeah. They're saying they've pretty much ruled out a terrorist attack. A terrorist attack I never even considered that, just purely because if you're going to plan a terrorist attack, you obviously want people to know about it, so you wouldn't do it in the middle of nowhere. Anyway, hashtag of the week. So Kia and I gave out the hashtag of the week on Friday. It was hashtag Russian war movies. We came up with some good ones. The Pyot Locker, Bridge on the River, Fosti Hatlo. That's not Russian, that's Japanese. Bridge on the River, Flock.
Japanese.
Bridge on the River.
It doesn't even sound Japanese. That's just
okay, fine. Bridge on the River, Krozak. I can't think of any other ones we came up with. We came up with some good ones. Three SARS. That's a pretty good one. So anyway, if you want to find out, you can go on to...
Oh, it's so funny the way you go on to volume because you annoyed the shit.
Go on to Twitter, hashtag Russian war movies. James, it's time for us to give out this week's hashtag of the week. You come up with one.
Hashtag.
No, it has to be a hashtag.
Hashtag.
It has to be a hashtag.
Hashtag missing plane.
No, it has to
be... happy?
James, it has to be a hashtag where people can come up with funny answers.
Fine.
Oh, for God's sake.
Wait, I want to look at Taylor Swift.
James?
I called back.
To be a hashtag where people can send in their funny answers. Alright, so let's do Joe, give it back. Zia has Men in Black 3 written on it. It's in my Men in Black 3 notebook. James. Oh. Alright, let's go. Hashtag science team names. So as you know, you can go sit somewhere else. As you know, our last episode was on a trip.
You never go over there ever. It's part of the rules.
I know, fine, but he's annoying me.
Here, take your sheet.
Our last episode, we were with our science team called Bana. No, oh, it works. It's called BA plus NA squared Bana Kansa.
We lost.
Banana. So we want you to come up with an even worse team name than that. So it's hashtag
what
science.
What's the name you originally had?
The Survivors of Oceanic Flight A15, which is a Lost reference.
Why?
Because I like Lost. It's the best show of all time.
Why is there a footprint on the shoe? On the table beside you?
I don't know.
It's probably key.
So, if you can come up with the worst name for a science team, then BA plus NA squared banana. Hashtag it to us. Hashtag science team names, and we will put it up on the app very, very soon.
Oh my god.
The True Detective finale was last night. I don't watch True Detective, so what can I say? I don't watch True Detective. But during the True Detective finale, they debuted a new trailer for Game of Thrones.
James, that's so funny. It's just I launched my stream and there's a video.
I mean, it's like two videos later and then it pops.
James, do you want to hear some exciting news?
That's to do with
it. I'm seeing Muppets Most Wanted
on Saturday, 3 weeks before
good
it comes
for
out.
You. I couldn't care any less.
Really? You're not excited for Muppets Most Wanted?
No.
Really?
Spirited Away was an amazing movie.
Yeah.
Oh, you like that one.
What was the movie? What movie was Spirited Away?
Spirited Away is the Hayao Miyazaki film about the little girl, and she's like with all these big. It's like it's a fucking.
Yeah, it's an anime.
Oh yeah.
It's not an anime. It's like a
song.
It's like a mainstream version of
it. It is an anime.
Well, I don't like it, so it probably is an anime because I don't like it. But most people
How
don't.
How can you say I've never watched it and I don't like it?
I have watched it. I didn't say it. I've seen Spirited Away and I don't
I
like
said
it.
I never watched it.
I don't like any Hayao Miyazaki films. I think they're all really ugly. Like, I just don't like the animation style. They're fine. I don't.
Oh, so you won't appreciate the anime.
I like the storytelling. I just hate the. I think the animation style is just puts me off. I don't like it. And that's kind of what it's all about.
Pretty much.
What are you looking at?
I'm reading my text.
That seems I want to see them. Hey, Lucien, meet me tonight at the.
Oh my god, Luke.
I know, yeah. They were made in like the 90s.
Back then, them animations would have been state of the art.
I know, yeah.
They were all hand drawn.
I know. Well, they still are.
Drawn over years, actually.
I know, well, so were American films that I appreciate. I want to see Divergent again, which should tell you how I felt about the movie.
Dean, you're right.
Why did he tweet this twice? Can you spot a mistake in there?
For some reason, this never worked.
Exactly the same. There's no difference.
Or maybe you just got, maybe got sent to you twice.
Yeah, probably.
Why would someone tweet the same thing twice?
I don't know. You think it would be a correction?
Fair City, Chash! This week on Fair City, the bullying torment continues.
This is the Jimmy Luke show. It's not Jimmy Luke show. No,
fine.
Fair City. Did she cut herself?
Not yet. Yes, she's getting there.
Yes.
Every night it seems
I'm
like she's going. Every night it seems like she's going to, and then it cuts off, and I'm like, oh, so last night she smashed her mirror, and I'm like, oh fuck it, she's gonna start this now, and it just goes. Put up. I was like, oh, thank God.
But next episode she will.
Next episode she probably will. I don't know if they're going to go that direction though. It's on at 8 o'clock at night. I feel like they might keep it a bit more family friendly, but yesterday it was horrible. They broke into our house, the bullies. Bullies don't do that kind of thing.
No.
They broke into her house when she was by herself. They came up to her bedroom and they like they beat her up. And then they told her, they forced her to tell herself that she was worthless and that no one cared. It was really awful. It's an awful storyline. I hate watching it. Meanwhile, great things are going on for Judith and Bob.
You watch it.
Because it's a family tradition.
And what are you interested in bullying? So are they. They don't care
well,
about
the bullies are Judith and Bob are a lovely couple. And Wayne proposed to Orla and she said yes.
I bet you.
While he had shit on his nose.
I bet you most of these people have no idea what the fuck you're on about.
Bonker.
They couldn't care any less.
It's time for TV. I was editing The Independent yesterday. I came up with some great new features. Hashtag awesome, the best Instagrams of the year. The 10 most annoying gimmicks of 2014. You're writing that.
You're the most.
No, like Flappy Birds number one. Oh, do you have your business project in today? On Lego.
It's a virus on my laptop.
They're gonna finish. Are you gonna do it in computers class?
No, it's not in computers class.
So just
virus on my laptop.
Yeah, so just start
it being fixed.
I don't think
I'm
the computers again. I think the computers.
You know she's not gonna accept that excuse, James, because she'll say, "Why didn't you do it in computers class?" And you'll say, "Cause I already started it. You have a note, great." Right? Okay. You still don't ever have your projects in on the day.
I know.
At least, yeah. I mean, they're always in eventually, unlike Kian, but you know. Kian.
I wonder if Destiny even finishes.
Actually, one more thing about the Grand Budapest Hotel at the end. My favorite project's gonna be the best, probably. It's not that exciting, although the bird does flap across the screen.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm gonna actually give you a high five. You actually meet the bird goes from the
and then, there's one slide where he doesn't go up and down.
Why didn't
he just goes? But then there's a slide where I go. The best alternatives. Number one, bird is dead. I have a picture of bird is dead.
Bird
is dead. I put happy bird. Is happy bird even real?
I was playing it.
Yeah, but I've looked it up, and there's nothing called Happy Bird.
It's Floppy Bird.
Oh, Floppy Bird. So you're playing Happy Bird.
I know, on the app store, it's Floppy Bird.
Oh, well, Happy Bird doesn't exist if you Google it. I tried to find it, and I couldn't find it. Three people have opened. Let's see how many people. These are people who have opened the BuzzFeed. Pigeon this week. Let's find out who's opened it. Jerry Collins has opened the Buzz Pigeon. Well done, Jerry Collins.
Hey, Jerry Collins, you're right beside me.
Lucian has opened it. Well done, Lucian.
And exactly.
And Kian has opened it. Yay.
What you did you do?
James, guess what temperature it is outside?
It's an
It's very misty outside. James, guess what the temperature is outside? -2
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Do you want to see what it
is? Because they go around the main side character.
Oh. I don't believe you.
Wait,
think you're a liar.
My phone is better than yours. My phone has 3G.
Yeah, all right.
It doesn't.
Fine.
It's 1 degree outside. The real feel is -2
Yeah, I have 3G. That's what I'm watching this on. What the fuck?
It's really scary, isn't it? How did I send that to you?
Oh, on Facebook?
I showed it to my mom, and she's like, you look like your cousin. I look so old there, though. Like, I got these big bumps
like
under
alien.
My eye. Yeah, I do. I look like an alien. It's really scary.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I sent you this. I was like, this is a DVD I bought for €2.
I want to know to again once you typed it in.
Alright, you know in A New York Winter's Tale, Will Smith plays the devil? It's so shit, it's such a shit movie.
It's that movie where the devil's like this, I don't want to look like my other self, so I'm like this, and he's like a slutty girl in a dress.
Is that Little Nicky?
I think so.
With Adam Sandler? Jack and Jill was on TV Saturday night.
Jack and Jill.
I love Jack and Jill. Did you see
Why
any
is
of them?
It's so foggy.
I have no clue. It's the foggiest it's been in years, but.
I don't love Jack and Jill. It's
Yeah, Jack and Jill is awesome sauce. I don't get how you couldn't like it. When Al Pacino turns up and Johnny Depp is wearing a Justin Bieber t-shirt. Have you even seen Jack and Jill? Some of it's really bad. Fine, there's a scene at the Thanksgiving table where they're all hitting each other, which is one of the most stupid things of all time. But then...
I saw a scary movie.
Oh, congratulations. You could have been...
I also saw that movie. What was the movie I was watching that you wanted me to watch? Oh yeah, Ghost Protocol.
Yes. Did you like Ghost Protocol?
Yes.
Ghost Protocol is awesome sauce.
I'm starting to watch all of the other ones again.
The other ones aren't as good as Ghost Protocol is the best one. I like 3, but 2 and 1 are pretty boring. That's how I opened my... that's how I started my Michael Giacchino documentary, was with that. Because he did the music for Ghost Protocol. You know that Ghost Protocol was directed by the guy who made The Incredibles, yeah? Yeah. That's why I love it so much. And JJ produced it. Huh?
What?
And JJ produced it.
No.
All my favorite people.
It was a Tom Cruise production.
Well, yeah, he produced it too, but so did JJ. Bad Robot came out at the beginning. I have Ghost Protocol on Blu-ray. They have this thing in... Yeah, fine. They have this thing in How I Met Your Mother where Barney's like, this is going to be awesome. And Ted goes, how awesome? And Barney goes, Ghost Protocol awesome. And they get really excited.
You hear The Walking Ted?
Nope. Sounds stupid. Sounds like a bad YouTube parody of The Walking Ted.
I know that makes poster called The Walking Ted and renamed himself The Walking Ted.
That sounds really stupid.
He's an idiot. He's Swedish.
I got Temple Run 2 again this weekend because Dean was playing on Friday and it looked like so much fun.
No, he just wanted to be the high score.
Sort of. Quiz up, I've been playing all weekend. I still can't see the questions, so I can only play the picture rounds. But I'm awesome at the picture rounds. So awesome that I'm being allowed to submit my own questions. But then me and my mom played a Wes Anderson quiz up against each other, and I beat her 2-3. Alright.
Kind of collapsed on Thursday.
Why?
Because I hadn't eaten all day.
Because you spent 9 hours on the computer?
No, because I hadn't eaten all day.
Yeah.
So I went home and I collapsed and I went to bed.
That's a nice story. But in other news, I'm
hurrying.
Muppets Most Wanted in a second.
What other rice did you get?
Oh, Asmati probably. I got my mom to get it, and she just got what she likes.
You live in brown mice, brown mouse. White rice.
I hate brown rice, but...
Was it brown rice?
I don't think so.
But I love brown rice. Look at what rice
I hate brown rice. Well, anyway, I'm seeing the Muppets Most Wanted on Saturday. Super duper early preview screen at 11 a.m. I'm so excited. So we're doing a Ty Burrell special on Thursday's episode, just so you know. It's going to be called Ty Day or something similar. We're going to count down my top five Ty Burrell quotes, my top five Ty Burrell movies, and we're going to have to guess the Ty Burrell... you're going to have to name all of Ty Burrell's children. I think he only has, like, one. And it's going to be a super-duper Ty Burrell special, not featuring Ty Burrell, so... I wish we could get an interview with Ty Burrell. The fucking RTE guy got an interview with Ty Burrell, and we can't. And we promote him every fucking episode. Although, I still haven't seen Mr. Peabody, so...
Oh, no, that's sick.
Alright, it's 8:49. Time to wrap it up. Well, let's talk about something else first.
We're making curry today.
We should do a new thing now where we put a picture of our food that we make every week up on our Jimmy Luke Show Instagram so that people know the food we're making. Although, we forgot to do it the last, like, 10 weeks in a row. But we'll put up a picture of a curry. You go to Instagram.com/JimmyAndLuke, Twitter.com/JimmyLukeShow, Facebook.com/JimmyAndLuke, Pinterest, you can find us on Pinterest, although we never pin anything, Tumblr, Jimmy and Luke Show, JimmyAndLuke.tumblr.com, email info@JimmyAndLuke.info, or email Jimmy@JimmyAndLuke.info, or email Luke@JimmyAndLuke.info. Visit BuzzHub.info for all your news. You can get Box Office Buzz and the Buzz Pigeon, the newsletter. You can also read my reviews. Oh, you go to BuzzHub.info. You can go to BuzzHub.info for all the news and of lots of movies. You can read my reviews. There we go. Finally, something that rhymes. Thank you for listening on this lovely day. But from Jimmy and Luke, it is time to say goodbye. And now, please welcome Jimmy and Luke! No, it's much funnier on the actual recording. That's tuning in, goodbye.